Welcome to Male Models. I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, but I'm not neither of them either.
Josh is here to announce that he's part of the Green Party.
Here's the thing about me. Am I a limousine liberal? Yeah. Am I Connie conservative sometimes? In some things.
My boy over here? Listen, I'll spill the tea. I've seen Josh vote for both parties.
That's not true. You haven't seen my voting.
Okay? I've seen Josh's ballots.
You're not in the booth with me.
He's taken me in for a YouTube video. We didn't post it, but sometimes Josh, my boy, he's famous. He gets two ballots.
The truth is, I'm Manny Moderate, and don't say I get two ballots. That's called voter fraud, and it's punishable by many years in prison.
And this is the Male Models Podcast, so thanks for tuning in. Rate us a 5-star, and let's get to it.
You don't seem like a guy who votes.
Yeah, I do. I vote for everything.
Yeah, you vote in local elections.
I vote in...
Did you vote in the mayoral race last month? Because I didn't.
I vote on Yahoo News as to what's a cuter pet, a dog or a cat.
Dog. Okay, I can respect that. But like, did you vote in the presidential election? Not asking who you voted for.
I think so, yeah.
You're not a voter.
I vote for every... What are you talking about?
I can see it in your face.
Listen,
do you know what a privilege and an honor it is? The ability to vote.
Okay, my boy over here...
To have a say.
He goes and films a TV show D-Mock. And all...
D-Mock.
Get off your high horse, sir.
Democracy, baby.
I can't believe you.
What? I don't care.
Oh, mister, I go to film TV shows, and now I'm going to come hang out with Joe and humble him.
Yeah, that's true. I just came from the set of How I Met Your Father, season 2.
Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think so. They posted a photo of it. So I'm in somewhere. My character of Drew is in this season of How I Met Your Father, season 2. And you know what? You know what I've realized?
What?
Season 2's... I don't know. I'm not used to them. My shows don't get picked up for that much.
when they release photos of you, do they ever use photos that you're really ashamed of or embarrassed of?
Of course.
Really?
I hate the way I look at 90% of angles.
I look really good when you close both eyes.
I look really good if you're farsighted.
I look really good if you look the other way.
I look really good if you have astigmatism. I look really good if you have untreated glaucoma.
I look really good when you take your glasses off.
I look really good with 2 cataracts and a positive mind.
I can see it.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny because, and I think I've told you this, I'm going to let it out on the podcast. I'm going to get honest here. Josh Peck, the Josh Peck and the Male Models Podcast has been, I'm going to call it, I'm not in a deep depression, but in the blues about the fact that Turner and Hooch has been 100% canceled, never to come back again. My show for Disney Plus that I did a year ago. I'm having late term mourning and I don't like it.
Is it because you miss Hooch?
No.
You miss shooting?
I hate that asshole. No. Hooch was the best. Those dogs are, it's just not a very trainable breed. I miss the people, and I've never, ever liked people I've worked with in my whole life. You heard it here first. No, I'm kidding. Wait,
oh! No, I've never liked the team that I built around for myself, including on YouTube.
YouTube, everything I've ever done. No, I've been, and I keep trying to shake it off, but I can't.
You miss the crew, like when they'd say, hey, Josh, how's it going?
I miss the crew. As much as one can miss people I didn't talk to. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, you nut.
I've got craft services over here. That's my water I gave you the other day. You're still drinking it.
Why are you trying to make light of this? Indulge me in my feelings.
Okay, sorry. What's wrong?
I'm feeling it. I'm going through it. I'm Betty Blues right now.
But why? What's really
I'm
eating
Barry
at you?
I'm Barry Blues. I'm Manny Melancholy.
Why? What's wrong? What has you in this funk?
Okay, fine. You know what? It's so funny because we made this show during the pandemic. And so we were locked in Canada all together in Vancouver. Now there's a show, right? Locked in Canada. Locked in Canada where the prison guards are super nice. You know, we were up there for 8 months. We couldn't leave, right? Because when you cross the border into Canada between... When were we there? August of 2020 to April of 2021. You had to quarantine for 2 weeks the moment you came into the country. So there was no way to go home for like even over Christmas break because Christmas break was 2 weeks, right? So in theory, if we finished on December 20th and you went home, you'd have to come back December 21st and quarantine for 2 weeks to come back to work.
It seems like you missed the era. Like it was a fun time to be alive to try and do this new thing, no?
And yeah, I just really loved all the people. We were really close because we were all each other had up there for 8 months. So we were like forced to get along. And it just was a lovely, lovely moment in my life. And I'm having this weird, I think because I'm adulting and on my responsible shit, that I'm like missing this like moment where it was interesting because when we were in Vancouver and it was just me and my kid and my wife, you're not worried about like, oh, we have to go get dinner with these people or we have to run around town doing this. It's like, you're either doing your job or you're hanging out with your family. And it was kind of nice.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, and we were like foreigners, but we were like cutesy foreigners and we spoke the language.
Everything was new. Everything was fresh for you.
The donuts up there, my boy, were Lucky's Donuts at the 49th Parallel Coffee Shop in effing Vancouver, BC, were the best donuts I think I've ever had.
I'm starting to notice you're really just missing the food.
What are you talking about? And I start thinking, maybe I'm Canadian guy. What a rub. What if I moved to Canada?
Would you become one of those like sheriffs where you wear the red outfit and you have the big brown hat?
It's called the Canadian Royal Mounted Police.
Oh, okay.
Who even are you? Learn your facts. Yikes. Wait till... Man, this guy's a real goof, eh?
If any...
Goof is a very derogatory term amongst the Canadians. I remember hanging out with my buddy Jordy, who was the props guy on Turner and Hooch, and he'd be like, oh, man, just be careful, bro. Don't call too many people a goof because they'll fight you about it.
Really?
Yeah, and cigarettes are darts. And smoking cigarettes has a bad connotation, but having a dart with a friend sounds fucking sick.
Is that normal up there to smoke cigs?
Yeah, smoke a dart, bro. I feel like Canadians love smoking and being polite. Can you imagine the tourism board? Come to Canada where you can smoke and be nice.
Come treat your fellow neighbor with respect.
Yeah, man. So would that be the most Josh Peck thing I ever did, move to British Columbia, or the most not Josh Peck thing I could do?
The most not, because I could see you just going back to New York and like, yeah, it has to be near a convenience store, because obviously.
Obviously, you know me.
Yeah.
You see me moving back to New York one day?
I can, yeah.
No.
You're a city dude.
I am a city dude, huh?
You love talking about it.
New York?
Yeah.
No.
You're a city guy.
I'm a New York City guy. I feel like whenever I go now, honestly, and you're right, I do love New York. I feel as though the city, like, I've lost my armor for the city. It's too fast. It's too much. Like you.
You're too LA now.
Yeah, that's the reason why I liked Vancouver, right? Because it's like a city, but you can park. I'm big on parking, Poppy. I want people, but not too much. I mean, Manhattan is 12 square miles, and it's got 8 million people in that city.
Right.
I mean, LA is massive. You can park anywhere. Even when you can't park, you can pretty much park.
If anyone from Turner and Hooch was listening to this episode right now, what would you want them to hear?
I had a great, great time. I'm sad we're not making more. But that's a question, right? Because, like, I also don't want to be Ronnie Resentful. And, like, we did. You're right. Like, we had this one perfect pandemic season. And then, like, if we had gotten picked up, I feel like there's a chance that we all look at each other and go, what are we doing here? I mean, the money would be nice. I actually wish we were in a second season. Ooh. No, but, you know, it's like, you can either, that's kind of life, right? You can finish it and feel, have one perfect way, or risk doing it again and getting over it.
Why don't you throw your weight around and call it the mouse?
I've thought about that, but I think they've already taken down the sets. It was a year ago, Joe. If I had stepped up at the right time, that would have meant one thing. But at this point, they're not going to rebuild sets. I think about those sets. I remember when Grandfather got canceled and I was like, my show with John Stamos, I was like, I felt bad for the sets. I'm like, God, you know, they built these and they really meant something to someone. And now they're going to be like in a trash heap. And all, like, cause you know, the clothes will get recycled and put in a house and like, you know, a wardrobe house and used for other productions. But what are you going to, you can't reuse some random ass restaurant set where John Stamos walked around being handsome for 9 months. Gotta get rid of that shit.
When you go to a new set, is it kind of like you go into a new school? Like the first day of school, everyone's meeting each other?
It's all fake, right? Like, you know, when you go to Disneyland and you're like, wow, like look at this, it's all incredible. But when you get close to the facade, you can actually see that there's nothing there.
Oh, it's like just like a place to work.
Yeah, it's just like as soon as you like turn a corner or look at it from like one weird angle, you're like, oh, it's all It's fake.
It's a facade.
It's not real.
Interesting.
Like our relationship.
What?
Tammy Topics here. This episode of Male Models is brought to you by Feels. Look, CBD isn't about what you feel. It's about what you don't feel. Stress, anxiety, pain. Guys, I love CBD. The truth is, I'm a sober guy, as you all know. So something that was like CBD, I was like, is this psychoactive? I'm a little apprehensive. But then when I heard the benefits of CBD and that it doesn't affect you in that way, I said, baby, sign me up. And Feels is my brand because Feels is a premium CBD that will help to keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free, delivered directly to your door.
Feels naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Just place a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes. If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience.
In fact, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find your perfect dose. Joining the Feels monthly membership makes your self-care easy. You'll save money on every order and you can pause or cancel anytime.
Become a member and get 50% off your first order. Again, if you become a member, you'll get 50% off your first order.
They got lots of things. Look, even if you need a dose of chill on the go, you can pop one of Feels' new CBD-infused mints for a clear-headed feeling. And bonus, fresh breath, because you know that you're not brushing, right? And that you've probably turned off some friends and they don't have the heart to tell you, but now you get the benefits of CBD and your friends back.
So become a member and get 50% off your order. Did I say that yet? Become a member by going to feels.com/malemodels2022 and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping.
Lucky you. Thanks, Feels. It feels good.
Again, that's feels.com/malemodels2022 to become a member and get 50% off, automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
Want to hear something else funny? It's feels.com/malemodels2022. I know that wasn't funny, but we're required to say all that stuff. This will be fun. Did you know that Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard's daughters have graduated from sleeping in their room? Kristen Bell revealed that their two daughters have graduated from sleeping in their room, and the daughters are 9 and 7. Joe, you don't have kids. Thoughts?
I'm trying to get my dogs in the bed with me.
Nothing good can come from having your children in your bed. Nothing.
Did you ever let Max sleep in the bed with
Never.
You? Never. Ever,
ever. Ever, ever. And it's a hard line. And it's not like me and my wife hook up a lot. Wait, what? No. But like, it's okay. She doesn't listen. But yeah, man, you can't do that. It's game over. And we've slept in bed with him before, like when we're at a hotel or like in-laws or whatever. It is the level. My son is in a solo kickbox movie. This kid will kick you like you've never been kicked. It's unacceptable. Like, we're so much so that in his sleep, I want to put him in a headlock and be like, I'll show you.
He wakes up. You have a minute.
Yeah. And I'm
go to sleep.
Like,
go to sleep.
You can't do that. And if you guys are ever gonna hook up, like, you know, bi-yearly, what do you do? What do you do?
I just picture you as a kid sleeping with your mom. Back when it was just the two.
I did.
You did a lot.
Yeah, but she was a single mom.
So you were trying to get it? Sorry.
Ew. So like it was just her and her Hitachi magic wand.
No. I never slept in bed. Did you ever get punished as a kid?
Did I get punished? Yeah, all the time.
Like what? Soap in your mouth?
No, I got spanked or I got...
With her hand? Or did she have like a noodle?
When I was little, I could get a pankin or two. But
what's a pankin?
Spanking.
Oh, spanking.
Without the S.
Less aggressive.
Sure. But mostly I just got cursed out like I was... Like I cut off my mom in traffic.
And you knew that was the time for you to slow down?
Yeah, I mean, she would, and then I would get grounded, and yeah, privileges taken away. It was intense. You?
My mom took away my memory card for my video game once. That was fucked. Because what am I going to do, start the game over again and lose my progress?
I can't believe she knew about that. That means you had loose lips. You were telling your parents all about your video games, huh?
Way too much, man.
Because my mom wouldn't know a memory card from, you know, my dad, who she didn't know either.
Well, I remember when I wanted the M&M CD, me and my mom were at Sam's Club, and there were the two options to get parental advisory and not. And I must have been 8 or 9. So she's like, which one doesn't have the curses? I'm like, Mom, the parental advisory sticker. That way you know it's bleeped out. She's like, oh, okay. She goes over, buys it. The cashier's like, are you sure you want this one? And she looks over me. I'm like, yes. She's like, yeah, that's fine. Go home. Fuck.
Joey, what is this?
Hi, my name is...
Hey, here's another one. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were not invited to the Balmoral for Queen's retreat. There'll be no wafts of Scottish heather and bracing hikes for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle as they are not on the Balmoral?
The Bowel Movement?
Balmoral. That sounds more official. The Balmoral summer guest list. Despite reports that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were asked to join Queen Elizabeth on her annual summer break in the Highlands, we're told there was no such invite. You know what? Of course there was no invite. You straight up, and mad respect, you straight up went, you found Oprah and was like, oh, I got a story for you. And millions of people watch you be like, yo, I don't fucks with the monarchy. So the monarchy said, well, we don't fucks with Joe.
I'd kill for a lack of invites. Do you know how many people want me to come to their shindigs that I don't want to go to?
By the way, all due respect to Scotland, I don't think of it as a vacation place. History, beautiful people. I'll even eat the food, but I don't go like Barbados or Scotland. Which one?
She got lucky.
Listen, there are plenty of family vacations where I've been like, is there any way you can get us out of this, Paige?
Do you have a lot of things to, like as a married man, do you have a lot of functions that you have to attend that you don't want to?
Yeah.
Really?
Not that I don't want to attend. I don't mind it. I just, my wife knows about me that I'm like an old man. Mm-hmm. And so like I'm good for a bit of socializing and then I'm exhausted and just let me look at my phone.
Let me wait in the car.
Gosh, let me just look at my phone and be myself.
Yeah, I've checked out of stuff a while ago. I don't go to anything anymore. It's great.
Yeah, but that's that selfish single shit too. Like you're not single, but like you'll bend eventually. You'll have to.
I think eventually, yeah, but like there's just so many birthday parties and stuff that I don't really care to go to.
What? Whose birthdays?
Just like old friends even. Like it's like everyone has a birthday, everyone has a thing they're launching. It's like you gotta slow down on what you spend your time at.
You know, people become comfortable as they get older in their isms. Like that's just me. And you know what I say to that? No, it's not. Doesn't have to be. Like people will be like, oh, that's just me. I just don't go. Mm. Or like, that's just me. I just wake up at noon. It's like, no, fuck that. It's like you're in your 30s. You can totally change. And it's not like there's one thing about accepting yourself. Listen, when I take my shirt off, I'm going to be embarrassed. This is something I must accept. Okay. I could work my balls off. No matter what, there will still be some stains from being 300 pounds. This is beyond my control. Whether or not I wake up at noon is within my control. So don't say this is just me. Say I've made a conscious decision to do the wrong thing. Accept it or don't.
Right.
Give me a fucking break. People are way too comfortable with like their own bad habits. And to that, I say 100% fuck that. Am I getting passionate?
A little bit.
Yeah. I wonder how are you, right? Because you're a pretty driven person, right? I mean, look, you're sitting here now. You made it. Do you take issue with people who are like not living in a way that you think is proper? Not projecting your views on their life, but where you're just like, you're fucking up.
No, I couldn't care. Yeah, let people do them. It's not my, there's no point. You're not going to change people. And why would I put my perspective on other, why would I put my thing on other people, you know?
Totally hear and get that and support that. But do you then kind of discard them? Like, do they take a lower tier in your mind? Like, all right, this guy just fucks up. I'm not going to think too much about him.
It definitely takes a lower tier in my mind as far as like, I don't like lower them like as a person, but it's like, if I can do this with this person that I know is going to get there on time and do this versus the other person who's going to be an hour late and probably cancel, the other person takes place because that's just how it needs to be.
Like, I notice that with friends and people that we know and not. It's just like, yeah, it's like, I, and this is my rule. And this is going to sound stuck up.
So buckle up, bitches.
Buckle up, because Joshy Peck's going to sound impressed with himself.
Oh, here we go.
I have a kid. I have one on the way. I'm married. I have a pretty thriving social media business. And surprisingly to all of us, a not bad acting career. I've written a movie and a TV show this year.
Talk it up, queen. You never hype yourself up. This is unique.
I take care of my mother, 100% support an extra household.
Shout out, Barb.
I'm available. Like, you need me, and it's like something that's not like completely superfluous. If it's not just purely social, do you know what superfluous is?
I can use context clues, but I can make up words too.
Unless it's like completely social, it's like, hey, let's go lay on a hotel roof for 6 hours on a weekend. Like, you need me for something, I'm available. I know way too many people who have 15% of what I just said to you going on, and they're not available. And you know what to them I say?
I'm excited.
Frick out of here, homie.
I feel that. Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
We got to go hike right after this.
Well, but that's worthwhile because we're socializing and we're bettering our body. I love a multitask.
You look hotter than ever.
Yeah, I know. I'm not eating a lot of meat. My cholesterol, the people know, the modelers know. Hey, Sharon Stone is 64 and she shared a topless bikini photo of herself.
Did she really?
Saying she's gratefully imperfect.
Me gets on the computer. Here Sharon Stone. Oh, whoa.
So she's obviously like had some, is it fair to say, am I going to get canceled for saying that she's probably, she looks great. Never mind.
Am I looking at the right Sharon Stone?
Sharon Stone.
Is she?
I just showed you the photo. You looking for more different angles?
Well, no, because I'm looking at this one. This one looks, is Sharon Stone an actress?
Yeah, Sharon Stone is an actress. That's a fake photo.
Oh, that's not
That's her. A pornography image. It's obviously been photoshopped.
Anyways, I started watching Ozarks.
Wait, we're not going to... Okay, great. Let's not talk about it then. I'm good not talking about it. You started watching Ozarks?
Dude, it's fucking great.
That's cool. Do you watch with a flashlight? Because that shit is dark. I can't see things after things on that show.
Oh, like the show is picturesque dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually is.
It is.
There's a bunch of dark scenes.
I might need a better TV.
Show's great. Jason Statham?
Bateman.
He's great. Love it.
That's cool.
That's my show recommended of the week. You're a New York boy.
Yeah.
Long Island?
That's you.
That is me. There was a dolphin found in the Long Island Sound River.
Hmm.
Have you ever gone swimming with dolphins?
No, I think that's wrong.
Really?
I wouldn't do it. I don't believe in SeaWorld. I don't believe in zoos. I think all the animals are like getting fed Benadryl. Shout out Benadryl. I would like to get fed Benadryl.
I went swimming with sharks last year.
But they're in their natural habitat or what?
Yeah.
That's okay, because like you basically just hook them up with like a quick snack.
Right, if anything, if they're hungry.
Yeah, I don't get it. I also don't get people who are like, I wouldn't go into the ocean ever in fear of a shark attack.
There's been a lot of them in New York.
It's a shitty way to go, but you got to play the odds on that one.
Right.
But yeah, I just don't. And it's too bad because SeaWorld seems like a fun time, but I can't go knowing what's there. Although, you can bleep this out because they might hit me up for a brand deal, in which case I'm not totally against it.
Have you ever gone even as a kid?
Yeah, no. I went to zoos. I went to the San Diego Zoo. I've been to things. My wife, who's become vegan since we met, we went and took an elephant ride in Bali, Indonesia. And it, like, sometimes she'll wake up in the middle of the night and go, I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, it haunts her that we rode on an elephant. Because those elephants, let me just tell you, they weren't born one day and were like, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to transport fat Australian tourists. Bali is a lot of Australians.
Okay.
You know, for most of the rest of my life. That was not part of their plan.
Right.
They were like, I want to go, you know, shoot water from my snout. What's it called? Trunk. I want to go, you know, spray water on my friends. You know, elephants can be jerks, though.
How so?
They're mean, yo. You could look at mad elephant mean videos.
I've seen an elephant sit on a man once.
They also have funerals, and they also have memories, and thus resentment.
That's why.
I'll tell you who I'm resentful of on the next episode of
Male Models.
You know them.
Me?
Not you, but you're getting there. This week's shout out goes to Taylor Meganson, duet with Joe every time the anchor ad comes on. I don't skip it so I can sing Minimum and Everything with Joe. Thank you, Taylor. Comment, give this episode a 5-star review, and we will give you a shout out on the pod.
Are you excited for your book dinner?
Yes. Joe's gonna moderate my book dinner. It's gonna be on August 25th at Milky Way Restaurant. Get tickets. I don't know. There should be a link somewhere on my Instagram. On my Instagram bio at Chew It Back. You can get link to buy tickets if you're in Los Angeles, August 25th. I think that's the date.